of Zion Amid Beis. We'll begin Zion Amid Aleph, four lines from the bottom with the two dots. Any word, any utterance of the Kodesh Baruch that was for good, that was a promise to do good, even if it was given all condition, it still has permanence, still has an effect, and it was not completely retracted. Where do we see this? We see it from Moshe Rabbeinu, because after the Chet HaEgel, Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for Klal Yisrael, Shenemar Herif Mimeni Vashmidim, leave me and I will destroy them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't daven for them, and I'll make you for a great nation. So that was the original intent, that he wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to be now the continuation of Klal Yisrael, I'll make you a great nation. Now, even though Moshe Rabbeinu davened and he was mevatel that gzera and Klal Yisrael survived, nevertheless, the promise was still mekuyim, at least partially, in his children. So it says, they were great, they were had great multitude. It means that they were so great, they're such a large population, more than 600,000. So just like Bnei Yisrael, they multiplied. And they grew and multiplied in Mitzrayim. They were Shishim Reba, 600,000. We learn out the Gzera Shava to teach you that Moshe Rabbeinu, this promise that you will be a Goy Otzum, he also, his descendants, 600,000, he had 600,000 descendants. From the beginning of creation, there was no one that called Kodesh Baruch Adon, Master, Master of the Universe. Ad Shabo Avram v'kara Adon, until Avram Avinu came and called him Adon. Adon means Ad Hashem, Adon, he is the master, controls the universe, he's the supreme controller of the universe. Nobody called the Rabbeinu Shalom Adon until Avram Avinu. The question arises that there were tzaddikim prior, there was Noach, there was Shem, etc. And one shot is that they acknowledged it, but they didn't proclaim it to the world. Avram Avinu proclaimed it to the world that Rabbeinu Shalom is the Adon HaOlam. Shenemar, where do we see this? Vayem Ad Hashem, Bama Edok, Yerishen. How do I know that I will be able to inherit the land? So Avram Avinu in his tefillah proclaimed Adon. Omar Rav Av Daniel Loinen El Bishvil Avram. Daniel in his tefillah to Rabbi Shalom, and he was answered on account of Avram because he was titled B'schus Avram. Shenemar va'ata shema lakeinu al tfilas avdecha v'al tachnuna v'har panecha al mikdashcha ha'shamim l'man ad Hashem. So, l'man chomi boile. It should say he was addressing the Rabbeinu Shalom. He says, on your account, you should now build the Beis HaMikdash and have mercy on the Beis HaMikdash, which is destroyed for your name, for you. But now he addresses it in the third person, Laman Ad Hashem. So Laman Chomi Boile, El Laman Avram Shekarach HaAdon, in the schus of Avram Avinu that called you Adon. And his schus, you should listen to this tefillah that I'm davening to you now. And in fact, that is why we daven Shemana Esrei. We say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We start off, Elokei Avram. And we end off, Mogen Avram. The schus of Avram Avinu that called Rabbeinu Shalom Adon, the master of the universe, controls everything, controls the universe completely, and even what is not shaykh with Derech HaTeva, he can turn it around and does turn it around, like Avram Avinu was zeich the children to the Oretz, etc. We daven in the schus of Avram Avinu. How do we know that we don't try to appease a person in the heat of his anger? Let his anger subside and then try to appease him. Let my anger subside and then dump. From the beginning of the creation, no one gave thanksgiving to the Rabbeinu Shalom until Leah, when she was zeichah to give birth to Yehuda, she said, now I will give thanks to Hashem. And again, the question arises, before Leah, nobody gave thanks to Hashem. We saw, find out throughout that there was thanksgiving. But the intent over here seems to be that she had a special dimension of Hoidah that she gave, acknowledging that she was been given more than her share. Yehuda was her fourth, and the four wives, if it would be divided equally, each one would be only entitled to three sons, and she had the fourth Shevet. She gave thanks to Hashem. She gave thanks to Hashem for her child, and also gave thanks acknowledging that Hashem has given her more than her fair share. Well, now we're talking about the names that are given. So Leah called her firstborn Reuven. So what is the meaning behind the name Reuven? Reuven, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Leah, Reuven, look at my son. Reuma ben Benila ben Chami. Look at the difference between my son and the son of my mother-in-law, my father-in-law. Dilu ben Chami avagavda medaita zavna l'bechiruse. The Esav, the son of Yitzchak and Rivka, he knowingly gave up and sold the Bechira, the firstborn, the first rights. And Chazu Maksi, even though he sold it on his own, it says, Vayista Mesav as Yaakov, he hated it. Uksiv, Vayomer, Hachi Krashma Yaakov, Akven, he said, Pamaim, is that why he's called Yaakov? Is he tricked me twice? Now, even though he did it on his own volition, still look at his reaction. V'ilu b'ni, my son, even though Yosef took it against his will, it was taken away from him and given to Yosef against his will. Because he desecrated the bed of his father, then it was given to Bnei Yosef the Bechira. Nevertheless, he did not hate him, and he was not jealous of him. Who's the one that attempted to save Yosef from the brothers? It was Davka Reuven. Darshaning further on the names, the meaning behind names given, rules, my rules. What is the meaning behind it? Amar Yechon Shazok, Saviyas Menadovich, she revealed the Kodesh Baruch Abishiras Vetish Bachais. She was Zaycha Ruz, that she had a descendant, David HaMelech, that stated, Rabbi Shalom, Bashiras Tipachas, given abundance of praises, Shiras and Tishbachas, to the praise of the Rabbi Shalom. Minolan de Shema Garm, how do we know that the name given has an influence on what the future actions of a person will be and its future midas of what a person is? Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Amar Krol, Lechu Chazam Mifalas Hashem, look at the creation, the wonders of Hashem, Asher Sham Shamais Ba'aretz. Al Tikri Shamais, don't read it, vowelize it as Shamais, that desolation. And now it's Ella Shemus, that he created Shemus. The shame is Garim. The shame will determine the future characteristics of a person, what they will be. A wayward child, a child that has had an upbringing that was improper, and he's a wayward child, it's more difficult, it's more cautious, more than the Melchama prior to Mashiach, and Melchama is Gaigamogat. Says the Mizr of David, when he was running away from his son, Avshalom, Uksi Basrei, it says after that, Hashem, Rabu Tzorai, Rabin Kamalai. And it says, Lashem, there are my adversaries, many are opposing me. But to that extent, it does not say by Melchemes Gogamog. So it seems to be even more severe, the pain, the suffering of this wayward child, this rebellious child, more than Melchemes Gogamog. So now we mentioned this passing, Mizmar LeDavid, it's a Mizmar, a praise of Psalm of David, saying when he's running away from Avshalom, Mizmar LeDavid. What do you mean? Why is it a Mizmar? Kina LeDavid, my boy. It should be a lamentation. It's a tsar, suffering that he's running away from his son, his rebellious son. What is this compared to? La'odam she'yotzalav shtar chayiv, a person who has now a shtar chayiv. There's a debt, a star, a document of a bill that shows that he owes, that he's owing somebody, and he has to repay his debts. Before he pays it, he said, how's he going to repay this debt? L'achar shepor after he pinnis amech, he rejoices. Afkein David came and shamar la Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't make him a lacha rami beisecha. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told him in advance that there is an imekim, you will be punished, and there will be a rami beisecha from your household will come evil. So he hayatz, he was said, Omar, I thought shema evet a mamzer hu. Dolechosalai, maybe this rebellious person will be a slave, maybe a mamzer won't have rachman on me. Kevin the Chazad of Shalom, but once he saw his Avshalom, who's his son, he will have mercy on him. So, Mishumach, Yomar Mizmar, that's why he said Mizmar, meaning even in the depths of a terrible punishment, but he saw the good in it, that the Chesed Hashem, that it came from Avshalom, who ultimately would have Rachmim on him. Another member that he said, is mutter, you're allowed to start up with the shoyim in this world. You're allowed to be their opponents, and you're allowed to admonish them. Those who leave the Torah, they praise the Rosh. The Shemri Torah is Garobam. But the ones who are Shemri Torah, no, they stand up for the Torah and they oppose the Rishonim. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rav Disayi, Rav Masa, Noim, Rav Mutal, Isgaras, Rishonim, Rav Lamazah, it's permitted to stand up against the Rishonim in this world. Shenemer, Oizvei, Torah, Halu, Rosh, Vigayra. But if a person will say and ask, the Pasuk says, don't start up with the Merayim Roshayim. Don't be a kanoi and stand up against those who commit evil. This is said by a person who is insecure. He knows he has his own Averis. So for him, a person who has his own Averis, he is now in jeopardy. He is not able to stand up to the Rishoyim. He's in jeopardy of falling into their hands. Don't be Zizchar Mereim, meaning in this context, it means not as we said before. Al Tizchar B'Mereim doesn't mean don't start up with the Rishoyim, means don't compete with the Rishoyim. Don't try to be like them. Al Tizchar B'Mereim Liyaz K'Mereim, a person who's Libay Noikva, stay away from the Rishoyim. Don't try to be like them. Al Tekana Baisav Liyaz Kaisav. V'Oimra Al Yikana Libcha B'Chatoim, don't try to be jealous of those who sin. Kim b'yiras Hashem kol hayom, you should be jealous of the people who are Yerushamayim, try to be like them. I iniva amar of Yitzchui Marisa Rosh Hashem Mishachek Yisloi Al Tizkarabo, if you see a successful Rosh, don't start up with him. We just said previously, you were permitted to start up with the Rishayim. Here it says, if you see a Rosh that Hashem Mishachek Yisloi, that he's successful, don't start up with him. Even in the Din Torah, he will succeed. He will be successful. Right? His mishpatim will be more, will be lofty. He'll blow away all his opponents. So you see, the Rasha, you can't stand up to him. If it's on a personal matter, you see a successful Rasha, stay away because he will succeed. But to be Mekana, Hashem Shemayim, there it's Motev. Even in Mila D'Shemaya, sometimes you don't. If you see an exceedingly successful Rasha, then even in Mila D'Shemaya, stay away because he has been given special favor in a Shemayim that he is Shaloi Kederach, he succeeds. And alternatively, even a Shah, Rosh Hashah, Shah Mesachek Esloi, sometimes you could start up. Some people can start up with him. If it's Tzadik She'ena Gomer, then Al Tizchak. But if it's Tzadik Gomor, he has the schuyas, he can oppose and stand up and be an opponent of the Rasha, even a Rasha Shashom Mesachekis. Like Amar Rav Huna, my Dersiv, Lama Tavid Bagdim Tachlish Bebal Rasha Tzadik Mimenum. Why do you see, look silently when you see that the Rasha swallows up someone who is a bigger, so greater than him, more of a tzaddik than him? B'chei Rasha, b'lei a tzaddik, does the Rasha swallow up, devour the tzaddik? V'aksiv, Hashem lo yazvena b'yadah. Hashem does not forsake him. V'aksiv, lo yuna tzaddik olave. Won't befall a tzaddik a tragedy. Ella, what does it mean? It's Sadik Mimenu Boilaya. It means that Sadik Mimenu, he will be able to swallow up someone who has more zchuyas than him. But Sadik Gomer ain't a Boilaya. But at Sadik Gomer, even a Rosh Hashanah Mesachek Islay will not be Boilaya at Sadik Gomer. As we said, that if it's a Shah, Rosh Hashanah, he has this exceptional success, then in any event, then in any event, stay away. Another member, anyone who has a makam kavua, a set place for davening, his davening is in a set place, or a prepared place, he doesn't daven haphazardly, his opponents, his enemies, fall away. So it says that they will not be able to afflict them like they were previously. Rav Huna Rami Ksiv Lanois, Uksiv Lachalois. It says Lanois to make them suffer. Their enemies won't be able to harm them. Then there are other posuk that they won't be able to destroy them. So where is it that this tefillah protects them, that they won't be able to destroy him, or even more that they won't even be able to afflict him? So betchila lanois, initially before Klal Yisrael did averus, when they were in a higher madrega, their tefillahs protected them that their opponents would not even be able to afflict them. They wouldn't even be able to cause them suffering. But lasayif, when they went to a lower madrega and they did averus, the tefillah did not help to that extent that the enemies would not be able to afflict them. But al kolponim lechaloisa, that they will be protected from destruction.